Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by our members. Without our members, we could not get this done. So go to OTRWesterns.com. On the right-hand side, you'll see a list of options, or just make your own donation amount. That all works, and we calculate it for you. Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is January 23rd, 1942. And the title is Crystal Canyon. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
A cloud of dust and a hearty hi-yo silver, the Lone Ranger.
During the years of unrest that followed the Civil War, a powerful secret organization called the Legion of the Black Arrow sprang up in the western United States. Its members were to be found everywhere, defying the law or using the law for their own purposes, working toward the ultimate goal of revolt and the foundation of a despotic empire. It was the masked rider of the plains who led the fight against this band of outlaws and traitors, and for once his great strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness were taxed to the utmost in the cause of democracy. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of a great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Long Silver, run the tail of the Black Arrow. Long Silver, away!
The sun was setting beyond the distant hills. The wagon train, under the leadership of Jeff Penrose, was getting ready to make camp for the night. But before the great circle could be formed, a band of Indians swept over the rise. They seemed to be Apache from their war paint. Instantly, the alarm was shouted from wagon to wagon. Instead of following their usual tactics, the Indians headed straight for the largest wagon in the train. Part of the band held off the settlers. A few of them overpowered the driver and threw him to the ground. Two jumped across, picked up the horses and drove off. When the wagon was out of range, the rest of the Indians followed it. The whole engagement had lasted less than 5 minutes. Jeff Penrose called all the men together.
Quiet down, boys. Quiet. Quiet there now.
How many have been hurt?
Two Summers boys and Johnny Marsh.
Bad?
Well, Johnny's done for, but we got one of the engines. That makes that score even.
How about Ed?
He got hit over the head and his arm was broken. They pushed him off the wagon. We're going after him, aren't we, Jeff?
I don't see how we can.
Well, all our gold was in that wagon, under the false bottom in the back.
It wouldn't do any good for just a few of us to go. And if we all went, we'd leave the women and young ones unprotected.
What are you waiting for?
That's it.
Jeff, what are you standing around like this for? Why don't you go after him?
That was just a raiding party, Ed. The Apache camp might be close. We wouldn't have a chance against all of them.
You gotta do something.
We can't leave the women folks alone. I know it's a hard thing to lose our gold, but you aren't losing any more than the rest of us. The safe thing to do is
don't
just...
talk to me about safe. And don't talk to me about gold. What about my boy?
Your boy?
That's what I said. Buddy was in the back of that wagon.
In the back of the wagon.
Those savages got him prisoner. And if you ain't going after him, I am.
You can't, Ed. You got a broken arm.
Hey, look, Jeff, along our back trail. There's two hombres riding toward us.
I see him. Ready with your guns, men.
All right. A white horse in the paint. An engine and a masked man.
Hold your fire.
They're outlaws. They must be.
I said hold your fire. Most of you folks are new to the West. If you weren't, you'd know who that masked man is.
Well, if he's honest, what's he wearing a mask
for? That's his business. Oh, I'm telling you, we're mighty lucky to have him show up now. That's the Lone Ranger. Now, just stand by and let me do the talking.
Hello, Silver. Hello, Jeff.
Howdy.
Well, and I saw the attack from the ridge. Is anyone killed?
They got one of our men, and we got one of theirs.
I never saw an Indian attack like it. They went straight for one wagon and drove it off.
That's right. As luck would have it, that was the wagon we had all our gold stored in.
Then luck had nothing to do with it, Jeff. You say one of the Indians was killed?
Here.
Where is he?
Over yonder, under that blanket.
Take a look at him.
Tell him about my boy, Jeff.
Sure, Ed. Buddy Chalmers was in the back of the wagon they took, masked man.
We can't let those savages keep him prisoner.
Now, they may have been savages, but they weren't Indians.
Huh? Well, sure they were. Here, you can see for yourself.
That's Apache war paint.
Yes, Jeff. That still doesn't make him an Indian. His body's been stained.
Ah.
Look at his wrist, Hunter.
Black Arrow.
What's that?
You were attacked by a band of renegade white men. They knew where your gold was, and that's all they were interested in.
Shall we go after them?
No, Jeff. I think Hunter and I better trail them alone.
Here's the little scout.
You go ahead and make camp.
What about my boy?
Chalmers, if your boy is still alive, we'll bring him back to you.
That's a promise?
That's a promise. Ready?
Come on, Chalmers. Stop, Scout!
The outlaws trailed across the rise to the west and then headed into the foothills. With the tracks of the wagon and all the horses, it was easy for Tonto to follow, even in the gathering darkness. At last, some higher ground had been reached, and the Lone Ranger and his faithful companion rode along the edge of a deep gully. The masked man raised his arm and signaled to stop.
Come along the gully, Tonto. Hitch the horses to a wagon and push it over the edge.
It's wrecked now.
Yes, but we'll take a look at it. There's just a chance the boy may have been inside.
You think Outlaw will want to kill him?
He couldn't have fit in with their plans very well.
Down the bank, Silver. Get him up, Scout.
No sign of boy, Kemosabe.
No, it was a false bottom to the wagon, and they ripped it up to get the gold. Where did they get all their information?
Maybe they're crook and wagon train.
We'll have to check on that later. There's a moon, Tonto. Can you still follow the trail?
You go up into mountain.
The closest spring is in Crystal Canyon.
Maybe that's where gang make camp.
If that's true, the tracks lead into the canyon. We'll take the upper trail to the ridge above.
That way we see camp, and them not see us.
That's the idea, Steady. Come on.
Get them up, Scout.
Right camp. You look there. Color wash off stain.
Yes.
What do we do now?
I'm still looking for the boy.
Tonto not see him.
They didn't get rid of him on the trail. He must be down there somewhere. Look, to the right of the campfire.
A dark shadow.
Maybe that blanket roll.
No, it's moving, Tonto. Rolling away from the fire.
That right?
It's a boy. Must be Buddy Chalmers.
Then stop him now. Pull him back. Make him sit up.
I told his father we'd bring him back if he were alive. Now we've got to find some way to keep that promise.
Oh, it'd be plenty hard.
The boy comes first, the gold afterwards.
What's wrong with Stuber?
Someone may be coming. Otto, hurry. Keep around and back.
Me go.
Who's there?
I got a gun around the door, Ed. So try to make a move, I'll fire.
Who are you?
They used to call me Tombstone. This ridge belongs to me. I don't like trespassers. You can get back to your camp and tell whoever's in charge you can't post any lookouts up here.
I was just leaving.
You're leaving my way.
How do you mean?
Take one step back.
If I did that, I'd be over the edge of the cliff.
Yeah. You'll get back where you come from plenty fast.
I wouldn't be able to repeat your warning.
You might be. There's ledges. You might be able to grab a hold of something on the way down. But that don't interest me much. All I want you to do is step over the edge.
I refuse.
And I open fire. I don't like outlaws.
You're making a mistake. I'm not an outlaw.
I don't like arguments. You aren't gone the time I count three. I got some hot lead here to help you. One, two...
All right, Tonto.
Got him, baby.
Good work, Tonto. I've got his gun.
All right, mister, you win. I didn't see your engine parked there. What are you going to do now? Push me over the cliff?
You said you didn't like outlaws.
I don't. And whatever you do, you can't make me change my mind about that. Go ahead and kill me. I won't knuckle under to any of your breed.
We don't belong to that gang down there.
I don't care what gang you belong to.
We aren't outlaws.
You're wearing a mask.
This Lone Ranger.
Huh? Say that again, Indian.
It's Lone Ranger.
Well, you know, I might have guessed it. That white horse, your mask. Oh, if there was more men like you in the West, men who got a sense of fair play and justice, I wouldn't be living like a hermit up here in this ridge. You're out to capture the gang. That it?
They just held up a wagon train, took all the settlers' gold, and took one of the men's sons a prisoner.
A young'un?
About 10, I'd say.
The yellow polecats.
We want to rescue him first, and you may be able to give us some information that will help.
I'll be glad to.
The canyon's blind. Now it ends just beyond their campfire.
That's right.
And if we ride into the canyon from the north, we'd have to cover a lot of open ground. It'd be hard to get close to the camp without being seen or heard.
Next to impossible.
On the other hand, if
you
we
don't have to go any farther, masked man. I see what you're driving at. That cliff beyond the camp has got plenty of cover.
Many trees grow there.
You'd like to find a trail down that to the bottom.
Is there one?
Yep.
Quite enough for the horses. We need them down below.
They're pretty sure-footed, ain't they?
Ah.
And they can make it easy. You just follow me and I'll show you.
Leave the horses here, Toto.
There, boy.
We must find something to draw their attention to the other side of the fire.
Toto do that.
How?
Me sneak round there. Keep behind trees. Not to shoot at them.
It might work. I can keep under cover until I'm only a few feet away from the boy. Just empty your gun and start back to the horses.
Then find the boy gone plenty quick.
They may be glad to get rid of him. But if they do follow us, I have a plan.
Not good. Toto, start now.
Don't cry out, buddy. Your father sent me.
Take that bag, too. It's part of the gold.
Right.
Look, come after him. He's got the boy. Let's find the gold. Who get after him?
Trail now. Start up after it.
You can get away from them.
We want to capture them, buddy.
But there's only two of you. There's about 20 of them.
What's your plan?
I'll explain when we get to the top.
That'd be plenty soon now.
Yes. There's Tombstone waiting for us near the big pine.
You better be keep quiet.
I'm glad we don't have to look for him.
Steady there, Silver. Hold steady, boy. Better not stop here long. I've been looking over the edge. They're on their way up.
And we need the boy with you, Tombstone.
What's that?
We've got part of the gold. They'll try to get it back, and we may be able to lead them into a trap. I don't want to put the boy in any danger.
Sure you can leave with me. I got a hideout that nobody can find.
Help him down, then. He's still bound.
Come on, Sonny.
I'm going to go with the masked man.
Well, you'll be safer here.
I want to go with you.
Well, that's impossible, buddy. Believe me. We'll be back for you shortly.
I'll cut your ropes here. What's your idea, masked man?
Well, it's fairly open country all the way down the mountain. We can let them keep us in sight and still keep out of range.
Now, where'd you lead them?
You'll leave me at Rocky Ford, Toto, and head for the wagon train. And by the time I've led the gang to Lyle Pass, you'll have the men there waiting for
me. Me do it.
Hurry up, Tombstone. Get the boy under cover.
This way, Sonny.
I don't want to go with you. I want to go with the masked man.
Hear them, Toto?
Then get near the top of trail.
And let's go.
Come on, Silver.
Get up, scout.
Oh, Silver! Boy!
Curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scene, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Continue our story. As the Lone Ranger and Tonto neared Rocky Ford, the masked man urged Silver to greater speed.
Faster, Silver! Faster! Get him up! Count! You go this fast! Outlaw must keep up!
I don't want them to see which way you're heading when you leave me.
Me turn off trail up there!
By those big rocks, yes! I'm waiting here! Steady, Silver! Steady!
Get him up! Count!
Good. Can't be seen from the other side of the rocks. Steady, boy. We've got to wait. Here, I'll just lift this. There they are, rounding the bend up above. Wait, Silver, wait. We aren't trying to get away, old fella. We've got to lead them to Laurel Pass, and we've got to take a long time doing it. All right, boy. Now you can paddle.
Go, Silver!
Very few few of the men in the wagon train went to bed that night. They sat around a small campfire, their rifles close at hand. Hardly a word passed between them. The hours dragged on. Then suddenly, the sound of hoofbeats in the distance, they were on their feet to a man.
Now don't get panicky, boys. It might be the Lone Ranger and Tonto.
Only one horse.
It's the engine. No sign of my boy. Oh, you don't have to tell me. They killed Buddy and they got the Lone Ranger.
Oh, that's not right. Him lead gang to Laurel Pass. You get horse gun. Follow me.
He's leading the gang to the pass.
Don't ask questions. Do what he says. We'll have an ambush waiting for
him. Where's Buddy? Have they still got him?
No, we got boy. We leave him with Hammett up on ridge. Him say,
thank goodness. That's it, boys. Into the saddle. All right, Tonto. Lead the way.
Get him up.
You look up ahead. Pass me turn.
Yeah?
Them come down there. We wait here.
Well, whatever you say, Tonto.
Half your men, that side. Half, this time.
You hear what he says, boys? Sam, you take half of them. Get on the other side of the trail. Jake, Pinky, all of you to my right, stay here. What about the horses?
Better stay on horses. Outlaw, not get way then.
Get moving, boys. We've been here most half an hour, Tonto.
Matt's friend makes sure we get here for him start the pass.
Yeah, I suppose he would. So he's got part of the gold, huh? And they figured they can get it back from him.
That's right.
Come on, Silver!
Listen, Tonto here. It won't be long now.
How about it, Jeff?
Here comes the masked man. He'll give us the word.
Hi, Kimasabi! Good work, Tonto. I'm glad you made it, Jeff.
How far back are they?
You can hear their horses. Wait until they all get around the turn before you close in.
Wait for the masked man's signal.
All right, Jeff. Get up there! Get
up there! Come on, Silver! Come on! Well, let him have it!
As the men from the wagon train closed in on every side, the outlaws realized there was no chance for escape. Only a few shots were fired before they threw down their guns and raised their hands to the sky. The whole gang was captured. As the settlers closed them, the Lone Ranger questioned the leader.
What's your name?
What difference does that make?
Answer me.
Some folks call me Nick.
I noticed that you're the only one who has a black arrow on his wrist.
That's right. These boys just work for me.
Well, from now on, they'll be out of a job. I'm a fellow.
We'll get you yet, masked man.
Yeah.
Yeah?
You'll be making camp near Pleasantville tomorrow night. And we can turn most of these men over to the sheriff there. But Nick will have to travel with you as far as Clarksville.
Well, what's the idea of that?
That's the first place you'll find a United States Marshal.
Oh, he's a sort of special crook, huh?
Yes, he is. Is Buddy's father around?
Well, he couldn't ride hard with a broken arm. We had to leave him back with the wagon.
Did you see him, Tonto?
Me tell him, boy safe. We leave him with Hammett up on ridge.
We'll be riding back there to pick him up, Jeff. The rest of the gold must be still in the camp. We got that, too.
Well, I could send a few men with you.
Oh, that won't be necessary. Nearly daybreak. You want to get the wagons rolling. We'll catch up with you.
Why you laugh?
I just got it. A hermit up on the ridge. That's the richest thing I ever heard in my life.
What do you mean?
So you think the kid is safe,
huh? Why shouldn't he be?
Well, this is one time you slipped up, masked man. That hermit. He have a black beard and black eyes, a sort of a hook nose.
Well, we couldn't see his face very well.
A big hombre and hands like ham.
Not right.
And he called himself Tombstone?
Yes, he did.
Well, he's got a right to that name.
Him not look like outlaw.
Sure he don't. We know him for what he is. There ain't an outlaw in this part of the country. He wouldn't shoot him on sight. And the kid's safe with him.
You mean he's a killer?
Well, there's only one way he kills. He likes to see men go over that cliff. And he stands up there and laughs. Oh, no, he ain't no ordinary killer like me and Blackie. We gotta have a reason, but Tombstone likes him. He starts staring mad.
Get him, Silver. Hip. We're riding up the mountain, Tonto. Come on, Silver, get him out of the town.
Buddy. Getting wise, time to get up.
Oh, hello. Has the masked man come back yet?
No, not yet. There's a bucket of water over by the door. You go splash some on your face, and we'll have some breakfast. I've cooked some biscuits, and we got bacon and beans.
Gosh, smells good.
Are you hungry?
I sure am.
Thought you might be. We're pretty high up here. The mountain air gives you an appetite.
Yeah. You live up here all by yourself, mister?
My name's Tombstone.
Me and Mr. Tombstone?
Yep.
Isn't it awful lonely?
Oh, I don't mind it. And every now and then I have a visitor. Like you, buddy.
Is that something I can dry my face on?
Just use that flower sack hanging on the nail.
I can't
reach
it.
Yeah, I'll get it for you. There.
Thanks, Mr. Tombstone.
Now, come on. We'll get to work. You sit here. I'll sit by the stove. Well, pile in, buddy.
That's what I aim to do. There's the sun.
What?
The sun. It's shining in the window.
Yeah, that's later than I thought.
Masked Man will come back, won't he?
Why, sure he will.
I couldn't understand the plan he was talking about.
That's because you don't know the country. He'll come back, don't you worry. Maybe your pa will come with him.
God, I hope so.
I tell you what, buddy. They'll have to ride into the canyon before they can get up here. So after you've finished eating, we'll take a walk over to the edge of the cliff.
The cliff?
Yeah. That way we can see him a lot sooner. Would you like to wait there?
Uh-huh.
All right, then. Hurry up and eat your victuals.
That is Silver. Both scouts. Both fellows.
Oh, where we left them last night.
Their footprints. Then go that way.
We talked about a hideout. That's the cabin.
Maybe so.
Come on. Let's hope we're not too late. Get him up. Out.
Yep.
You feel like you're on top of the world.
I guess you do. I guess that's why I've always liked it so much.
Is that the cliff up ahead?
Uh-huh.
How far is it down to the canyon?
Well, you rode up from it last night with the Masked Man.
Yeah, but I mean straight down.
Well, must be close to 1,000 feet.
God.
What's the matter?
I don't know. I always get sort of dizzy when I'm up high. Just thinking about it makes me dizzy.
You aren't scared, are you? Big fella like you?
Just no.
Come on.
Can't we see the entrance to the canyon from here?
Well, how about it?
I guess not.
Nope. We've got to walk right over to the edge before we can do that.
All right, Mr. Tombstone. Just a second while I get my breath.
Easy, fella.
You find him?
No, Toto. They ate here not long ago.
Ah, their footprints.
Heading for the cliff, sonny boy.
Come on, Silver, get him up. Come.
How do you feel now, buddy?
Fine.
Got your breath back?
Sure. I wasn't scared, you know.
Oh, of course you weren't. You just take my hand and we'll sort of balance each other.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I can see down the canyon now.
Oh, not all the way to the entrance.
Are we going right to the edge?
Right to the edge.
Isn't this far enough?
Nope. Right to the edge.
It's just a few more steps now. Can we take them sort of slow?
Just as slow as you want to. Here we are. It isn't so bad, is it? Look down, buddy.
I don't want to.
Hey, what the?
A rope.
All right, Silver.
It's the Masked Man. He's off us both together.
He won't get me.
Don't, Masked Man. You'll pull us off our feet.
That's far enough, Silver. I'm back to the edge.
No, you're trying to get loose, Mr. Tombstone. What's the idea, Masked Man?
It was just a trick, buddy. You can see my gun, can't you, Tombstone?
I see it.
Gotta get away and I'll use it.
All right, Silver. Here's the rope, fella.
What's the idea of roping us? Why are you pointing that gun at Mr. Tombstone?
Now, don't worry about it, buddy. You're going back to your father, and Tombstone's going on to Clarksville. That's where he's going to live from now on.
Oh.
You run along to Tonto. You're going to ride on scout.
Yes, sir. Howdy, Tonto.
Hi.
Well, are you going to make any trouble, Tombstone?
No. No, I'm all right now. I'm glad you got here in time. Just put me somewhere where I'll be safe, where I can't ever do anything like that again.
Don't worry. That's where you're going. Well, I think you'd better mount first.
Right.
You'll see your father in less than an hour, buddy.
Let's hurry.
Come on, Silver. Hit him up. Come on.
Get on there, boys.
Walt, here goes the masked man in town. Right ahead of the train.
He got the hermit with him?
Nope, there's just two of them.
Well, here comes Jeff. We'll ask him about it. Rain up, Jeff.
How come the
masked man's leaving without the hermit, Jeff?
Well, we're taking charge of Tombstone. There was a girl rode up to the camp this morning and left a message with Mrs. Summers. It was for the Lone Ranger. He just got to read it.
Must have been important from the way he's hightailing it out of here.
I reckon.
Gosh, Paul, look at him travel.
Uh-huh. Mighty fine sight, buddy. Mighty fine sight.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright 2013 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Pretty much that just means give me credit for putting it out there. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening and have a great day.